Blog Talk Radio.
The second Esther, the chapter, starting at the first verse. Now concerning the signs, behold, the days are coming when those who dwell on the earth shall be seized with great terror, and the way of truth shall be hidden, and the land shall become barren of faith, and unrighteousness shall increase beyond what you yourself see, and beyond what you've heard formerly. And the land which you now see ruling shall be waste and untrodden, and men shall see it desolate. But if the Most High grants that you live, you shall see it thrown into confusion after the third period. And the sun shall suddenly shine forth at night, and the moon during the day. Blood shall drip from the wood, and the stone shall utter its voice, and people shall be troubled, and the stars shall fall. And one shall reign whom those who dwell on the earth do not expect. And the birds shall fly away together. And the sea of Sodom shall cast up fish. And one whom the many do not know shall make his voice heard by night. And all shall hear his voice. There shall be chaos also in many places. And fire shall often break out. And the wild beasts shall roam beyond their haunts. And menstruous women shall bring forth monsters. And the salt water shall be found in the sweet. And all friends shall conquer one another. Then shall reason hide itself. And wisdom shall withdraw into its chamber. And shall be sought of many, but shall not be found. And unrighteousness and unrestraint shall increase on the earth. And one country shall ask its neighbor, has righteousness or anyone who does right passed through you? And it will answer, no. And at that time men shall hope but not attain. They shall labor, but their ways shall not prosper. These are the signs which I am permitted to tell you. And if you pray again and weep as you do now, and fast for 7 days, you shall hear yet greater things than these. Then I awoke, and my body shuddered violently, and my soul was so troubled that it fainted. But the angel who had come and talked with me held me and strengthened me and set me on my feet. Now on the second night, Phaltiel, a chief of the people, came to see me and said, where have you been? And why is your face sad? Or do you not know that Israel has been entrusted to you in the land of their exile? Rise, therefore, and eat some bread, so that you may not forsake us like a shepherd who leaves his flock in the power of cruel wolves. Then I said to him, depart from me, and do not come near me for 7 days, and then you may come to see me. He heard what I said and left me. So I fasted 7 days, mourning and weeping, as Uriel the angel had commanded me. Peace be unto you, brothers and sisters. Peace be unto you. This is your brother DL, Elder Youngman, for those that follow online. And the name of tonight's message is Entropy, the Fulfillment of Judgment. Entropy, the Fulfillment of Judgment. So, brothers and sisters, this is a reading from the book of 2nd Esdras, or as you know, I've explained to you in the past, this is actually the fourth book of Ezra. I won't go into how the church split that up and tried to hide this book, but this is a reading from the fourth book of the Hebrew writing, Ezra. And what's described here is the signs. What it's describing is the end of days. You know, I shared the teaching that you know, I did under COFA on entropy, and we had a very thorough description of how our Father, when He cursed the ground, that was just the beginning. That was just the beginning of the judgment that was put onto the earth, and the scientific description of what, you know, this earth, these Gentiles and their, you know, their priests, their scientists, describe as entropy, is actually corruption. It's actually the degradation of the world. It's actually the degradation of men's souls. And everything that you see here, these niggas fighting in the Popeyes over a chicken sandwich, when, you know, you can't get a lot of them just to even remember that they've left their child in a car. You know, these things that we see, this degradation of sanity within people, that's really transposed over the degradation of the air, the degradation of the land, the degradation of the water. All of these things are all related. They're not separate. They're not, you know, one is not uninvolved from the other. The earth, as it declines, the people, these souls that are inside of these people, decline at the same rate. So now that we're at the end, now that we are essentially, you know, grasping at specks of dust, you know, this message is not going to fall on the ears of many. Now that we've come to the end of time, we see the fulfillment of this corruption. We see the fulfillment of, you know, this curse that our Father has put on the earth, and that He's allowed to unwind over what we've known as time. You know, the last 10,000 years, this entropy has been with us. You know, from the time that Adam fell, you know, from the time that he left in a body that was perfect, that was not subject to the corruption of the earth. It was not subject to heat. It was not subject to hunger. There was no animal lust that he had in that first body. As was described in the course, that was such a shocking experience to him that he and Eve both died. They just gave up the ghost. And our Father brought them back. He brought them back, and he said to them, you're going to have to experience this. You're going to have to walk through this. You know, the heavenly days were not like the days that were put down here. We understand that one day with the Father is as a thousand years. So when he established days and years and weeks, they were different than his days and weeks. And man was put here, and he was to walk through this corruptible earth, this earth where, you know, this earth that essentially became Satan's playground. Every form of temptation is here. And as you see, some of these people, some of these souls that are here love this this entropy. They love the fact that women's minds have gone so insane that, you know, they'll give up behind like nothing. They'll let men come into their house and screw their children. Don't think for a moment that, you know, a lot of these women that you know, that you see on the TV, you know, talking about how some man came in and had sex with their daughter or their son, that they don't know about it. You know, don't think that, you know, these Gentiles going over into the land and killing, you know, just killing whatever. You know, this is not, you know, none of this stuff is random. This is the manifestation of what's on the inside of them. Now that, you know, the Father's hands is coming off of them. The Father's hands is, you know, that held back that animal nature, that held back the bloodlust, the lust for flesh, the lust to eat and binge. His hands is coming off of that now. So now what you're seeing, as his hands come off of people, you're seeing also that his hands is coming off of the land. The things that, you know, he held back, the corruption of, you know, even the ability to grow crops, his hands is coming off of that. What you see going on in Brazil right now, you know, a lot of people will say that there's a controversy built around that, you know, where there was legislation that went into to place where, you know, some large development company was denied access to the rainforest. And what they're saying is that, you know, that the company turned right around and set the, you know, set the rainforest on fire. I want y'all just to think about that for a minute. A rainforest is burning up. There are rainforests in Brazil and in Africa. You know, you don't get reporting on those, but rainforests are burning up at a rate not seen on the earth, you know, in recent history. Now, I live in Arizona, and there is a rating, they call it the fire watch rating. So essentially, you've probably seen on the news that, you know, they have these crazy wildfires during the dry season. Now, when the fire watch rating is low, that means that there is a proper or an ample amount of moisture. So that means that you can go out and burn your barbecue, or you can go out and you can, you know, you can go camping and have a campfire. Why? Because there's an ample amount of moisture in the vegetation around. So there's not a high risk of, you know, you starting a forest fire. Now, in a rainforest, one has to think that there's going to be a proper amount of moisture, even if somebody went out there and started a fire. It's a rainforest. So, brothers and sisters, you know, don't think for a moment that, you know, even if there's a controversy here, that our Father's hand has not come off of that forest, okay? It's, I don't know, I don't know how many times I have to say this until y'all get it. It is a rainforest. A rainforest is burning up right now as we speak. And I don't think folks really get the depth of what they call climate change. See, they give these little pretty names, and they give these highly educated you know, acronyms to things so that you have to look up exactly what it means. Entropy, it only means corruption. What they're saying to you is that any system down here, any software that's been designed down here, as it operates, it gets more and more chaotic. It becomes more and more corrupt. That's all entropy means, brothers and sisters.
the Father put corruption into this corruptible world. Everything here wears out. Everything here is finite. So when we look at the title and we say and we say that entropy is the fulfillment of judgment. You know, when I gave the class, entropy was its own thing. Entropy was described as, you know, the reason that, you know, things progressively get worse and worse as time goes on. But see, what the Father's revealed to me now is that this force that started off relatively small, it was a tight arc, and it got progressively more and more pronounced. It got progressively more and more, you know, in your face. When the fish and the whales and the things started dying and swimming up on the shores, it became more and more in your face that the corruption that's going on in the water, whether it be by his hand or whether it be by man's hand, it's all still the same. It's all still from him. These horses that are running through the earth, it's all still from him. That force that was put into the earth is, even in its small state back right after the fall, to its huge state now that's right in your face, it was always and is the fulfillment of his judgment. Okay? And this is the part that's mind-blowing. These things that are described in the scripture all come back to this corruption. Whether it's expressed as, whether it's expressed as the blood dripping from stone, whether it's described as the stone uttering its voice and the people shall be troubled, these are all under the same entropy. One shall reign whom those who dwell on the earth did not expect. What did you think? Who in their right mind would have thought that this illiterate president would be in office and would have stayed in office and is probably going to get a second term? One shall reign whom those who dwell on the earth do not expect, and the birds shall fly away together, and the sea of Sodom shall cast up fish. Now, is the ruler the one after the ten? Is the ruler the one that's going to bring about, all the things that we know that the Antichrist is going to bring about? No, it says right here, and one, a different one, whom many do not know, shall make his voice heard by night. That means by cover, in secret, and all shall hear his voice. So, brothers and sisters, this book is describing the manifestation, the end of this entropy, the end of this force that has caused corruption to take over the hearts and the minds of men. See, you cannot elect a Donald Trump. And you got to understand, people don't care that he's a liar. People don't care that he's illiterate. People don't care that none of this stuff matters to these people. Why? Because they are under entropy. They are going back to their basic state of they don't care what this man is, what he does, how he embarrasses them, how he lies to them, how he is an illiterate and a reprobate, and how he's a pagan. They don't care. These are conservatives. These are the people that are supposed to be so principled. You know, don't lie. And don't ask us for things that you don't deserve, because, you know, we're principled conservatives. We're fiscal conservatives. And that's one thing that 45 has done, is he has caused them to show that they don't really care about any of that stuff. So they are displaying what entropy has done to them. the Obama years has caused them to become so afraid, so paranoid. They don't care what this man does, as long as he is not the 44th president of the United States. They don't care. He could make a video screwing a porn star in the Oval Office right now. They still would not care. They would say that it's not him. And there shall be chaos also in many places, and the fire shall oft break out, and wild beasts shall roam beyond their haunts. What it's saying here, brothers and sisters, is that, the wild beast that's been held back, these thoughts, these mindsets, these highly racist mindsets, they're going to roam freely. And you see that. And menstruous women shall bring forth monsters. Brothers and sisters, I don't even have the time to go into what's being brought forth, these children, that this generation of children. They are highly accepting to anything that's outside of the will of the Most High. They are highly sexual. They are screwing on each other. They don't wash their little asses. It's just unbelievable. They don't have respect for their elders, their parents. Look, again, I don't have time in this 30 minutes to try to describe for you what this scripture is saying when it says that menstruous women shall bring forth monsters. It is describing the fulfillment. It is happened progressively, slow and slow over time, and now it's in our face. This entropy that has been at work in the earth is the fulfillment of our Father's judgment. You know, I don't know how else to describe you know, what it is, other than just what it is. But the one thing that that did catch my attention in this scripture is how Ezra reacted to being shown what would become of the people in the end. And it was a vision that was so powerful, so destructive, just so heavy on his mind that, you know, he needed to take 7 days. And, you know, and what it breaks out here is just how the people are oblivious to the things that have been shown to those that have been given this word, those that have been given these eyes to see this world the way it is, those that the Father has just lent a small smidgen of his sight and his sensitivity. And brothers and sisters, it is tiring. And when people come at you with this normal, just everyday stuff, it's a lot. And you know, this reading really you know, it really charged my batteries the first time that I read it. What it states here is that other folks won't understand the weight of understanding that, you know, every day that you wake up. And, you know, I describe it on the page as, you know, what world did we wake up in today? Every single day, brothers and sisters, every single second that passes, the entropy gets stronger. You're waiting for things to get better. But those of us that can see, and really, you know, those of you that are, you know, common sense type people, know that this stuff just continually gets worse. It's just going to get worse. There's going to be more and more homosexuality being sprayed and spewed upon your kids. There's going to be more touch points that they try to get into your kids' space. Why? Because they want them to be open to this act or this mindset that, you know, it's normal. They don't care about the current generation. They want to affect the next generation. And look, it's backed by the government. The government is the one that's allowing this to happen. The government's underneath this Christian conservative right? But there is more and more drag queens going into libraries. There's more and more curriculums where it is the law underneath this Christian conservative, right? It's the law that they have to teach this history, the history of homosexuality. I mean, wow, really? I never thought that I would see a day, you know, when that would happen, when that would be the normal sort of a thing. They don't teach reading, arithmetic, and, you know, the history of the country, which, you know, don't get me started there. But these things are not even important anymore. Getting your children to believe in a hyper-liberal mindset that's accepting to anything that's outside of the will of the Most High. This is where we've come. This is judgment. This is the fulfillment of judgment, where, you know, if you come against that or if you speak against that, your child then goes to school and reports you to your to their teacher, and, you know, then you got to deal with the crack squad. So, brothers and sisters, the fulfillment of the Father's judgment is the corruption of this world. If you're sitting around and you're waiting for this to get better, brothers and sisters, it's not going to get no better. And it's the Father's will that it doesn't get better. The point of all of this entropy is that these people can begin to devour one another in their sins. They can flip out and want to feed their flesh so bad that they are willing to go into a Popeye's chicken and become homicidal, just beating up the attendants, beating up the people. And we live in a society where you can carry a gun, and if you feel threatened for your life, you can pull out that gun and you can shoot people. Look, the people that are stirring up this entropy want the unrest. That's the whole point of, you know, backing this corruption that's shown up in the people. They're waiting, and they're watching, and they're gauging. So, brothers and sisters, again, the fulfillment of our Father's judgment is the entropy that you see. It's been with us since the beginning, and it's going to continually increase until the end. So, brothers and sisters, my prayer for you is that you submit yourself to the Father and you ask Him, as I ask Him every day, to hold my mind together, to keep me stayed upon following His commandments, so that the entropy in the world is not allowed to permeate my mind, so that I backslide and fall back into all of this filth and whatever, you know, whatever you want is out there right now. So I have to beg Him and I have to ask Him, Father, keep my mind so that my feet don't go towards this entropy. We live out in the middle of nowhere, and that's very much by design. So I ask my Father, keep me, keep my mind, keep the minds of those around me that you've given me, Father. So, brothers and sisters, that's this short message. You know, again, it's out there. And if your mind is not given over to the Most High, you're out there. And look, if that's what's in you, then hey, live it up. Go out there, do what you need to do. But whatever you do, you cannot be saved if you're lying to yourself. So it's better for you not to be up in a church. It's better for you not to be out there playing holy and then running around, you know, giving in to this entropy that's out there. It's not going to go well for you if you, you know, if you're disingenuous. So my hope is that you're with the Father. My hope is that you repent
and that you can be made whole, and that you can be perfected. Brother DL is out. Love you all. Shalom.